Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens and by the Orpheum Theater's Halloran Center. Well, you know, there are always lots of things going on. With the Communities and Conversations series at Rhodes, Dr. Jonathan Judaikin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair of the Humanities at Rhodes and runs that series. And Laura Loth is here with us also, Professor of French, because we're going to be talking about their fun Tournai International French Film Festival, which is coming up again shortly. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming in.
So good to be here.
Jonathan, I know that you're sort of halfway through your season, as it were, but you still got a lot of great things coming up. So why don't you give us sort of an overview of what's left in the Communities and Conversation series?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're starting off, between January 26th and February 10th with the Tournai French Film Festival.
Right.
And Laura will tell us a little bit more about that. But it's I'm really excited about the lineup. You know, we've got these films are so topical. I feel like that's true of everything that we do, but to me, at least, the film series seems more so than ever. We're starting off with a film about the African experience in the the equivalent of the ghettos in France, and going on to a film that deals with jihadists, and a film that looks at the classic Hiroshima Mon Amour that looks back at World War II and the bombing of Hiroshima. A film that kind of teleports you back to that existentialist period in post-war France, and then a documentary about Holocaust painters, people painting in the camps, and finally a film that really deals with sort of on-the-ground issues of inequality. So the whole film series is a really exciting way to begin the new season. That's kind of in the end of January and the beginning of February. Then we're moving on. February 18th and 19th, we have a really exciting conference that's being pulled together by the Memphis Center at Rhodes College. It's called Memphis Art and Place. The keynote lecture will be on the 18th, and that features the conceptual artist Mel Chin. His work is really interesting, so I'm going to be excited to talk to you more about that. But this is going to kind of bring together people to think a little bit about the role of art and the making of place and community, and how art connects with issues of social change and community building and urban development. It'll be a whole series of talks on the 19th following that keynote lecture by Mel Chin. And then in March, we are going to be partnering with University of Memphis. Susan Donovan and Beverly Bond there are working on developing a whole semester-long series of events that will culminate in a conference in May. And all of these are about commemorating the massacre that took place in 1866 in Memphis that is kind of the beginning of the Reconstruction era. We'll be hosting a talk by Steve Ashe on March 17th. He's the author of the book on the Memphis Massacre of 1866. So that's going to be really interesting. And then it ends in April with another amazing lineup of things that Scott Neustock, who runs the Pierce Shakespeare Endowment, will be pulling together. 2016 is, of course, the 400th anniversary of the death of Shakespeare. So what Neustock has pulled together is a whole series of events all around 1616. Communities in Conversation will be hosting the keynote lecture by Thomas Christensen, based on his book, 1616, A World in Motion. And basically, it's a book that ranges across all kinds of things that happen in 1616, arguing that that moment in the early modern period really is the beginning of modernity. And you kind of get that by the subtitle of the book, A World in Motion. So I think it's going to be another really exciting series of things that are happening every few weeks at Rhodes. Really hope folks will check in to our Facebook page, Twitter. We're actually going to have a web page now that will give people a little bit more information as well about this. But the main ways is to sort of connect through Facebook, and we'll keep people informed about all the things that are happening.
All right. Lots of things happening with the Communities and Conversation series. As you mentioned, it starts up on January 26th with the Tournai French Film Festival, which is how many years is this?
This is the fourth year.
Is it the fourth year?
We've received the grant, yeah.
Dr. Laura Loth is here, and she is a professor of French at Rhodes, and you sort of run this festival. So Jonathan gave us a little overview. Let's get into some more depth about what this is and what we can see.
Sure, absolutely. This is a, as we were saying, this is the fourth year that we've been running Tournai. It's a grant that we received from the Cultural Services of the French Embassy. We're sponsored locally by the Alliance Française of Memphis, also by Indy Memphis, and then on campus we have a really broad range of supporters, most importantly the Communities in Conversation series. So what it allows us to do is show films for free, contemporary French films. We have five contemporary films and one classic film. And we really do love having people from the community come on campus and take advantage of this opportunity with us.
We should mention it starts on January 26th, runs through February 6th, I think.
February 10th.
February 10th. Mm-hmm. And these are on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. in Blount Auditorium in Buckman Hall there on the campus. And they're free, right?
They are free and they're subtitled in English, so they're accessible. And that's what the grant allows us to do. So it's a really a wonderful opportunity.
Tell us more about the movies themselves.
Sure. So we try to put together a very diverse lineup so that we can get as much exposure for French cinema out there in Memphis as possible, connect to as many ideas and organizations and events that are happening here in Memphis, and reach a lot of different types of tastes. So we have five features and one documentary, but that's within those documentaries or within those features, there's a broad range of types of films. So we start off with a director named Céline Sciamma, who's done a beautiful film called Girlhood, as Jonathan was saying, about young women of African origin, of French nationality, living in low-income housing projects and showing both their sort of daily acts of resistance and also the ways that a lot of structures in France are failing them and their attempts to find opportunities in a landscape that really makes that quite difficult. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous film. And it starts off the festival with sort of a high energy, beautiful, a lot of beautiful scenes and imagery. And then, as Jonathan was saying, we moved to the film called Timbuktu by a director from Mali named Abderrahmane Sissako. And it's also exquisite on the big screen, about a jihadist takeover in 2012 in the city of Timbuktu. And again, small acts of resistance by people living in Timbuktu who find their lives really altered and yet refuse to give in. And there's some lovely scenes of resistance in that film, too. So that's just the first week. And then we go two more weeks with two films each week on Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
All right. These sound wonderful. And, of course, I'm not sure anything could be more appropriate at this time. So many things are going on in France, especially, and all of these things are, as Jonathan said, very, very current, very timely. Mm-hmm. So it seems like that worked out for you.
Let me just add a couple things about sort of getting things going. On the first night, on January 26th, we have an opening reception. That's always a nice thing for people to come and enjoy some wine and food before the films. And then the other thing is, one of the things that Laura does is bring together people who are really well equipped to introduce the films, and in the case of some of the films, also to host conversations after the film. So it's a really wonderful way to get a curated experience into French cinema, but also into the themes that these films are dealing with.
Right. So the two films that we have lined up for those more all of the films will be introduced by someone either from Rhodes College or from the University of Memphis. The two films that really, I think, will benefit the spectators the most with some discussion afterwards are Hiroshima Mon Amour, this cornerstone of the New Wave, a really important film. We have Professor Andy Daly from the Department of History at the University of Memphis will be doing an introduction, and then a professor of religious studies at Rhodes, Brad Onishi. The two of them will be leading, facilitating a discussion after that film. That's on February 2nd. The other one that we'll have a more extensive discussion afterwards is Because I Was a Painter, that documentary about artists who are painting from within concentration camps. And so we have the curator of the Fogelman Galleries from the University of Memphis also. Her name is Patricia Lee Daigle. She'll be introducing that film. And then the wonderful, generous director, former director of Facing History and Ourselves, Rachel Shankman, has agreed to come in and facilitate a discussion afterwards. So I'm excited about all of these films, but those events in particular, I think will be quite exciting.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. The Tournai French Film Festival starts on January 26th, runs through February 10th. If you'd like more information, go to rhodes.edu, /Tournai.
/Tournai. T-O-U-R-N-E-E-S.
All right. And then lots of other things going on with Communities and Conversation series. Again, check Facebook, subscribe there. You can get all of Jonathan's updates there on Facebook and, of course, also on the Rhodes website. Sounds like it's going to be great. Again, starting January 26th, running through February 10th, Tuesday and Wednesday evenings at 7 in Blunt Auditorium in Buckman Hall, and they are free. So take advantage of it. My guests today, Laura Loth and Jonathan Judakin, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Dixon Gallery and Gardens, commemorating their 40th anniversary year in 2016 with Thomas Cole's The Voyage of Life on view January 17th through April 3rd. Dixon's anniversary celebration will be held on Monday, February 1st at 4 p.m. Details at dixon.org or 761-5250. And by the Orpheum Theater's Halloran Center, presenting composer and pianist Robin Spielberg Saturday, February 13th at 7:30. With an impressive tour schedule and hundreds of thousands of recordings sold, Spielberg has won the hearts of listeners around the world. For more information, 525-3000 or orpheum-memphis.com.